Hey guys, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brower's show, bringing you all the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an absolutely fantastic day today. How are you doing today, bud?
Yeah, if it was any better, I'd have to charge admission. I went to church twice yesterday.
Can I get a coupon code? I hang out with you enough? Good, I'm glad you went to church yesterday.
But I'll clean this up at the first break. This, of course, I just did this again. But what was interesting, I'm not used to having a microphone hanging in front of me.
Well, you know, multitask.
But what happened is I went to church yesterday, and Pastor Wright preached one of the all-time greatest sermons I've heard him ever preach. It was great. It's about God and about creation, about what we owe God. And then this yesterday afternoon, my workout partner, Van Green, he has his own church, the AME Church in Dade City. And I don't know if this is still available or not. And they had a mortgage burning ceremony at 3:30.
We love that.
Well, no, this is funny. So anyhow, Van invites me to go to this thing. So I said, okay, I'll be there for you. He's always there for me. And, of course, the place is packed out. And everybody's, of course, dressed up like, you know, blacks like to get dressed up for church. I mean, they're all dressed up. I mean, I'm complimenting them. And
yeah, they're like top tier, man.
Well, no, I show up in a black T-shirt.
You see it.
I thought we were going to burn.
Everybody's in three-piece suits.
No, I thought we were burning some papers. Oh, no, it was full-blown three-hour service. And I'm like, oh, great.
You show up in a V-neck.
I show up in a V-neck. And so then they introduced me as one of Van's friends. There were like four white people in the church. It was great. And one of them was a transgender cop. That was nice. And I can't tell.
What?
I had to ask one of the people. There's just a man or a female. I don't know what this
what
is.
What side was he or she leaning towards?
I don't know. It was frightening.
It?
No, it's frightening. 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 And they had her speak. It speak. And so I asked the lady beside me, I said, well, is that a man or a woman? He said, I think it's a woman.
I'm not sure.
But she actually spoke pretty well. I'll give her that. And then there was another guy there. Then there's another guy there wearing a little straw hat. He was a politician. He got to go there and speak and basically promote himself. That was great.
And I thought, anybody talk about Van in the church?
No, listen. I said, no, I've also have that. We haven't discussed this. So finally they said, Dr. Brower. I'm in the back going, you know, trying to get over my shock from the tranny out front. I go, yes. He goes, would you like to say something? I said, absolutely yes.
There you go.
And they said,
talk about your boy.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody's even talking about Van. And so I said, I walked up there and I said,
Van's the lead pastor.
Van's the pastor of the church. He's the one who got the mortgage paid off. Gosh. Nobody mentioned him, okay?
Everybody was just talking by themselves.
So I got up and I told him, I said, hey, by the way, I'm Van's friend. And he's been my friend for almost 40 years. And he taught me that not all black people are bad and not all white people are good.
That's true.
And he looked at me, and they all looked at me. They're all black, right? And I said, oh, I may offend all of you here today, but that's okay. You can talk to me afterwards. And then they all started laughing. You know I did. You know I did this.
I'm sure you did.
And I'm paraphrasing what I said because I remember, I was not told I was going to speak.
So you had no notes.
No. And I told him, well, this guy's in the NFL. This guy's an unbelievable guy. He's a good friend, great friend. And I said, let me tell you a story. And I said, one day we were working. I hadn't seen him in a few years, and I had a gym at the house. And I said, I want to start working out with me. So he comes over, and he works out with me, does a chest workout, and the next day he comes back over because, you know, he's a highly conditioned athlete and he wasn't sore. And he said, basically, paraphrase, look, white boy, if you can't do it, I mean, I'm saying this for the black church, look, white boy, if you can't do any better than that, I'm not going to work out with you. And they're all laughing. Because I guess when they like me, they collect when I call myself a boy.
Listen here, boy.
I don't know. But you, if it's on videotape, you guys can watch it. And then I said, so I told myself, so you want to do a full tilt leg workout today? Yeah, let's do it. Now, that back then was doing a bunch of squats to exhaustion, right? Lightweight, 25 reps a set. Then leg supersetting leg press with leg curls and supersetting
leg extension
with leg
multiple
press
machines. Yeah.
I mean, this is like a 20 sets workout that, I mean, it's like
it's hyper volume, full failure.
No, it's laying on the floor and puking.
Yep.
You go, you're saying this on Monday morning. This isn't a Friday show, Ted.
No.
You can't. No. And so we basically, you know, I'm not saying all this is the thing, but I said, so Van goes in and I said, yeah, you guys noticed something. I said, he's in the kitchen and I'm making a protein shake. Now you notice we have different skin tone. So I did a Mel Brooks. Let's see if we can offend everybody. And they were all laughing by now. And I said, so I couldn't tell, he didn't look quite right. So I told Van, I said, you need to go lay down on the porch, on the back porch, on the couch. I said, just relax. I'll bring you a Shay. About that time, he stood up and boom, he went unconscious on the floor.
Yeah.
On the floor. Boom, slam, slammed on the tile. I ran over. I said, I got up, killed Van. This is awful. So I ran and got a pillow because I wouldn't hit his head on the tile, put his pillow under his head. By that time, my wife comes walking in and tells me, oh, you guys are nuts. What's wrong with you? You're going to kill each other in that gym. And by that time, Van started coming too. And I said, I tell you what, this man's something else. I said, you know, the next day he's in there working out with me again.
He came back,
and I said, that's why I call this man Superman. You guys are blessed to have him as a pastor. And I went and sat back down. And so it was great. I enjoyed it. And
at least somebody talked about him.
No, at least somebody talked about Van.
And you know, so, I've known some of my friends a long time ago. If you haven't had a good couple workouts, we haven't either blacked out or puked, you haven't trained.
If you're younger.
No, yeah, I'm still young.
No, no.
I'm still a kid.
No, I'm talking if you're 18, 19 years old.
Oh, you get older than that.
Oh, no. We have these people. Years ago, I was living in Somerset.
Yeah.
And there was this dude, he was running around. He weighed like 300 pounds. Running.
You got to be careful not on your joints, too.
Well, you know, next time I see him, he's like 250. Next time I see him, he's like 220. Next time, you know, talk to one of the neighbors, he's dead.
Oh, gosh.
He'd have a heart attack. Now, listen to me. If you don't drink enough water and you're out there running a lot, especially you're floored this heat. And, you know, you think, well, that's a horrible story. I didn't say it wasn't horrible. So it was true. And your blood gets real thick. And it can't pump, and all of a sudden your heart will just spasm out.
Remember, too, guys, down here, especially in Florida, I was out in the sun all day yesterday. We were doing a big car shoot over in Claremont. Weather was hot and humid.
It was hot.
You have to make sure you're drinking electrolytes, adding some salt to your water, adding the mineral complex to your water. Whatever you're drinking, you got to be drinking something. Stay away from a lot of the really high sugar stuff like Gatorade with high fructose corn.
If you walk out in the sun and you're on concrete or you're on asphalt, it's 120, 130 degrees.
Oh, easy.
Here.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people go, well, it's Florida's hot. So the ambient air says it's like 98. I'm like, no, man, it ain't 98. You go walk on that blacktop, and the heat's come off that blacktop. It's about 120, 130.
I watched a girl one time fry an egg on a blacktop.
Oh, easy. You can do it on a car hood, too.
Yeah, well, that ruins the paint.
Well, yeah, well, you best if you want to play around with like an old car you beat up.
Yeah. Take a black car in the sun at 3 in the afternoon here and just crack an egg on it.
It'll
cook right there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just a few weeks ago, I was walking around over there in Orlando, and man, I got heat. I got heated. I said, I got to get out of this heat. And I said, it's too much. Oh, by the way, from an 85, I should have talked about this. You know, this is an interesting point. Should have mentioned this in the shirt at the black church yesterday. From 85% white to minority in our own country by 2050. Now, the blacks will agree with this. And the blacks didn't do this. The whites didn't do this. The Hispanics did this. In 1965, about 85% of Americans were white. Today, that share is closer to about 59%. According to census data, Latino and Asian American population has driven much of the nation's growth, reshaping political maps in Texas, Georgia, Arizona, and in Florida. Non-whites are set to become the minority for the first time in the U.S. I'm sorry, non-whites are set to become the majority for the first time in the U.S. by 2050. This is exactly what happened in Germany. And it's happening in Germany right now and all over Europe with the Muslim groups. Now, you say, well, what do you mean? You want to talk? No, stop. No, I'm not doing this. It's not a racist thing here. I don't care about that. Listen to me. What this is that the indigenous population of Americans who knew what America was founded for, who have hope in America, who have a dream that's called an America, they're not there anymore. They've disappeared. A third of the men are out of the workforce now. What I'm saying is our demographics are changing and our values are changing. And the fact of what we are as a republic, as an American, remember the Alamo is gone, is leaving now. And, you know, what we did in World War II on the landing crafts, what we did in World War I by bailing France out, all the stuff that we did is no longer being remembered because you're bringing these people from all these other countries who don't care about American history. They don't care. They don't care about what made America, America. And so what we're having here is a complete demographic change. So you say, well, that's good. It's white people are a bunch of racists. Well, great. I'm happy you think that way because we're not. Now, there are some white people that are racist. I mean, they're really racist. And there's some black people that are really, really racist, too. But the point is, I'm not talking about them.
They're complete and total low-life segments of every single race, creed, or gender. That's a fact. I've seen it all top to bottom, dude.
Now, let me say one more thing. I'll also jump on this first story here because this, remember, is a health show. You know, when you have – there's a difference between a bigot and being a racist. I haven't covered this in a long time. A racist means I think my DNA is superior to yours. That's nonsense. We're all from the same seed of Adam and Eve. How that even happened? Why do you feel that way? Now, being a bigot is different. A bigot is, I don't like pedophiles. I'm bigoted towards them.
You guys. That is actual. I mean, if you want to turn. Yeah.
No, there's a difference. Well, yeah. He's a bigot. That doesn't mean he's racist. Look, I don't like pedophiles. So am I bigoted toward pedophiles? Absolutely, yes. And so you say, well, I mean, you're admitting to being a bigot. Well, in that category, I am. Some things I really, really don't like. And see, that's the difference between being a racist and a bigot. You say, well, I'm better than everybody else because my DNA. No, you're not. I'm just telling you, no, you're not. And you say, well, I'm bigoted toward pedophiles. Yeah, you could be that pretty good. So always remember that. Don't let them put labels on you like that. Because I don't think there are only a few people out there that really think, well, my DNA is better than everybody else's DNA. Okay, I got that. But there are some people who feel that way. And they need to realize that we're all created in God's image. And we're basically here together on the same planet. I saw that yesterday. We're talking about Jesus in the black church. We're singing and preaching Jesus. We're having an altar call about Jesus. And I thought to myself, yeah, it's really all about Jesus, isn't it? And it is. The author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. What do you think, Austin? What's your next story?
You're spot on with that. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, you've got to stay educated on topics and not just parrot the crap that you see on social media or mainstream media.
That's
or
right.
Any other platform. You've got to use your own reasoning skills. That's a concept that's eluded a large percentage of the population now. And now AI is making it even worse. Now everybody's just parroting what AI says. And I talked to a friend the other day. He said, oh, well, this is what the statistics are from AI. This is what this was of AI. And I asked AI this, and I said, well, in the last 10 minutes of a conversation, you've referenced AI as your main source of knowledge like six times. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. But I'm saying, is this the only platform that you're getting any information from and that you're basing all of your beliefs and directives off what you're gathering from AI? And I said, I'm not even telling you your topics are wrong. I said, your statistics and numbers are probably pretty accurate on this. I said, but what degree do we only start getting all of our information from one source? And is that source always going to be accurate? And the answer is, in my opinion, absolutely not. The AI models are being generated in such a sector that they're going to twist, manipulate, and subvert almost everything we know. And they're going to change and rewrite the form of history. I talked to a friend about this who actually works in AI development in Orlando. This is how he makes a living. He's also diametrically opposed to turning it into this massive platform usage that everybody uses 24/7. There's an article that just came out from Reuters, or Russia Today, on this one. This is not Reuters, it's better than that. It says, U.S. government is protecting data cartels. And this is interesting. I'm going to read the beginning sector of this because I want you guys to understand what's happening here. It says, AI megacorporations like OpenAI have scraped every word of human knowledge off the from the internet. They've scraped it all. The U.S. government is helping it sell it back to the public. Think about what it's done now. You've taken all this information. AI has now collected all this data from the World Wide Web from every country, right? They're correlating it. They're aggregating it. And then they're going in and they're selling it back to the public. But here's the difference. They're selling us back a different version than what originally was.
They'll change 5%, and that 5% changes everything.
Even 1%. You start changing 1% over a period of time.
There are podcasters out there completely sold out to the CIA.
Yes.
They sold us to the CIA. I mean, I'm talking 90% of the podcasters out there are compromised. I'm letting you know that, all right? If they're not talking about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected, you know, and they're not talking about the third temple and the coming of the Antichrist, they ain't doing what they're supposed to do. And here's the thing. And a lot of them will give you 90 to 95% truth. One of them's got a real big mouth. Been around for years and years and years. But he never, ever, ever talks about the real stuff because he admits that his dad was CIA. And I'm telling you guys, if you're not careful with these things, that little bit of leaven will work us the whole way through the whole load. Austin's 100% right. This AI data center, it'll put just 2 or 3% of just total straight lies in there. And see, and let me tell you something.
It'll do 97, 98% accurate.
Now, this is how they determined this. The CIA, it was OSS then back during World War
II. Yes.
They found out if they gave the Germans, you know, in data and collection, as far as, you know, they were basically spying on
each other. Yep.
They gave them 97% truth and 3% lies. They would believe the lies because that's how they managed Normandy.
Because they could verify 97%.
So it has to be true.
That 3% falls in. And here's what they're saying now. What the AI is going to start becoming is the gatekeeper of knowledge, meaning you're going to have to start going through AI to get any type of information, period. Listen to this. This was at the controversial BlackRock meeting in Washington, D.C. with OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. Oh, yeah. Now you guys will love this. He said he describes the company's vision of a, quote, a future where intelligence is a utility like electricity or water and people buy it from us on a meter.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. They want to turn everything into a gatekeeping aspect. If you want to learn this, you've got to pay a subscription. Look what they're talking about here. You want to have access to Google Internet now, which is a subscription of, you know, $2.99 a month. oh, you're on access to this page now. It's $1.99 a month. They want to monetize everything, and here's the aspect of it.
Oh, by the way, he's a free air boy with a little hat. With a little hat.
They said AI companies are going to start charging users for access to data they've collected for free by scraping libraries, archives, forums, and everywhere else knowledge is stored, changing that knowledge and charging you for the new knowledge that you think you're getting. Think about what I'm saying here. They're going to rewrite history. They said the cartels have gone through and they've downloaded the data for themselves before everybody knew about it. Once they've downloaded it, it shuts the door behind them. It prevents startups from being able to challenge them. The U.S. government has helped AI companies operate as cartels by waging lawfare against free alternatives. These include Anna's Archives, which bills itself the largest truly open library in human history, was ordered to pay Spotify $300 million in damages last month for scraping the entire platform Z Library, which was shut down by the FBI for copyright infringement. They're copywriting content that's free by saying we now own it, we tweak it, it's ours now. Now you have to pay us if you send it to anybody.
And if you don't, we have you shut down because we have basically weaponized the judicial system.
Yes.
Oh, imagine that. Let's fire Pam Bondi, and let's fire her, make sure I'm in the limousine so nobody else can hear it, and let's put my private attorney in as attorney general. Oh, that didn't happen.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Here's old Sam Altman. Here we go. Born 1985, young guy, basically artificial intelligence company.
Yep.
And here we go. Early life and education. Altman was born in Chicago to a Jewish American family. Oh, I'm just reading you. Don't you say something to me about this. You guys read. I'm just reading Wikipedia here. Now, I'll say one thing about Wikipedia. But a lot of them now have scraped and scrubbed where they came from and what their background
they
is.
They have. I've noticed that too.
But they have not done yet. Now, listen, it's always the same story, isn't it, with Bill Gates? Oh, I dropped out of school. Oh, I don't have any education. Oh, I'm too smart for college. Altman attended Stanford for 2 years before he dropped out. You know,
here we go again.
And then all of a sudden, he basically brought in like $40-something million. You read this. He's a billionaire with many investments, including Reddit, WorldCoin, High Energy. Okay.
Reddit.
Okay. Let me explain something to you. These boys, I can call them boys. Now, if that offends you, we need to talk to you about listening to a different podcast because this is just what we do here. This boy got backed by somebody with big dollars. Yeah. They always do. They're what they call cutouts. Okay? The guy comes walking in, he's drooling on himself, can't think. Now, I'm not talking about this guy. He's probably pretty smart. But they have basically, I got an idea. All right, we're giving you $100 million, but you let us run the whole marketing campaign. You let us do the idea. We're going to put you out there. We're going to give you a yacht. Yeah. We're going to give you a 500-foot yacht. And we're going to give you a whole bunch of whores to run around with. Whoa, did I just say that on the show? Yeah, I did. And all of a sudden, they show up. Guy shows up in Mykonos. I was there on the island. Day before, I was there. And Russian oligarch showed up. And he had about 40 or 50 women on the boat that all showed up, like top 10 tier models. And he's walking around, prancing around the island with them. He was a cutout. Yep. He was an oil oligarch. You think, well, I can't believe you're talking about this on the show. They find the bait that works for the people to maintain their loyalty.
Well, it's the same thing if you look back with Mark Zuckerberg. The CIA, built through DARPA a concept called LifeLog, and it was designed in order to collect people's data and information voluntarily. It's from DARPA, guys, back in the 2000s. They developed it and rolled it out, and basically in 2004, they shelved it, and suddenly Facebook came out at the exact same time Zuckerberg built it in his college room.
No, he didn't. No,
he was the cutout for it. The entire story they told everybody.
And they've got to get somebody out there they can use as a cutout so they could control them. Period.
Because, well, here's the problem. If it was Facebook developed by BlackRock, OpenAI developed by BlackRock.
No, by Israel. This is called
And you had that, all of a sudden everybody would start going, well, this is kind of a monopolistic aspect, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it the Mossad and BlackRock own every single thing that rolls out and they got trillions of dollars backing it? Well, perfect example now that I've been digging into. You guys will find this interesting. Lakeland, Florida.
That's 10 minutes from us.
Which is right down the road from us. They now have a massive data center that has now been brought out.
Oh, they're going to have a closed meeting now, too, on this.
June 3rd.
No, is the meeting closed on June 3rd?
Meeting is closed on June 3rd.
Unbelievable.
Well, they're going to talk about whatever they need to talk about before they bring it to the public meeting.
Well, we need to show up over there. Well, I'll go over to this meeting.
We will.
I don't want this data center. You want to? Okay. First of all, let me explain something to you. The entities that run the planet. Now, a lot of them believe that they're Nephilim and disembodied spirits. Now, let me explain to you why people believe that. Here's what they say. You know, when the fallen angels came down, they started breeding with women. You walk, read about this in Genesis chapter 6. You can also read about the book of Enoch. They created a hybrid species that didn't really die. It couldn't really go to hell. It really couldn't go to heaven because angels really don't die. So they had this group of entities that were running around that died, but didn't know what to do with them. So they believe, and we believe, and some other people believe, and I'm not sure what to believe about any of this stuff, that these spirits are the things that are running around in these other dimensions trying to inhabit the bodies of humans. You think, well, I never really thought about it like that. Well, you got to figure it out. You got a human being that's been bred with a fallen angel. The offspring's going to be different. It's going to be different DNA. Remember, you say, well, that won't be true. Don't you remember we did the story last week? The CIA went into Colorado looking for people that had alien DNA. You think, no, you didn't cover that story. Yeah, we did. And as you think about it, I'm not talking about different, like a different species DNA. Something else is going on here with this and these entities from these other sides of the veil. And these spaceships, and a NASA scientist just came out. He said, do you realize it would take over 1,000 years for somebody to come like 4 light years? And all of a sudden you're like, well, that's not possible. Well, that's because the stuff that's here, these spaceships that we see, a lot of them are probably based out of Antarctica under the oceans, and they were here before the flood. They were here way before Adam and Eve. They've been here for a long time. Why do you think you can't go to Antarctica? If you try to fly over Antarctica, we're going to shoot you down to protect you. What the heck does that even mean? You try to take a ship and lander, we're going to fire rockets in front of you, guns in front of you, your missiles in front of you, bullets, projectiles in front of you to stop you from going there for your safety. No, it's not. So you don't see and know the truth of what's going on. This world is not what you think it is, by the way. This morning, I had a friend of mine. His name's Dave, and I texted him that information about how it takes light years to get here. And he goes, you know, all this is a lie. I said, I know it's all a lie. Everything they – let me ask you a question. You're looking at outer space at night. How do you know what you're looking at? I'm asking you a question. Have you been there? I haven't been there. How do we know that's even real out there? How do we know it's not some type of projection or some holographic image? If we know we're in a hologram, how do we know what anything is out nowadays? They want you to lie and be unbelievably stupid because they use you as a food source. I'm going to tell you this. This whole thing that we're in is a mess. Listen to last Tuesday's show a week ago and last Friday's show a week ago if you want to hear details about all this stuff. I'm telling you, it's not what you think it is. That's why Jesus came to deliver us from this mess. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the perfecter of our faith. It's through him that all things are held together, period. Awesome. What you
so I'm going to cover this because it's about 15 minutes on the road from us. And this thing, they're already trying to hyper scale this thing up over in Lakeland. And I'm going to cover a few things. Anybody that's in Central Florida, you need to be well aware of this and what they're planning on doing. I mean, they have to have an almost a 4-acre substation that they're going to be pulling
just
off
just
from
for
Tico,
electricity,
just for the power. It's off Wilkinson Road. And I'll make this quick for you guys that don't live down here. But if you do live down here, I want you guys to get directly involved with this. I will be at these meetings, and a lot of other people, including attorneys, are probably going to be at these meetings. Because the fact of the matter is this, on top of it, if these were, and I have to say this, if some of these projects were like city developed projects that allowed people to come in and invest in them. For example, if they came in, City of Lakeland said, you know what, we have a lot of demand for AI data center. We're going to open up a platform here now. If local community people want to invest a certain amount of money and you want to get a return on this investment, you want to basically invest in this development, we're going to open this platform up, see if we can get 4,000 or 5,000 local investors involved in this.
They don't do that.
I would say I'm not really a big fan of it, but okay. You're going to, because here's why. You're going to be taking municipal products. You're taking water. You're taking electric. You're taking all these energy sectors from the local populace that we all pay taxes on.
It's like toll roads.
Toll roads, right. So they're saying that, you know, over here, this is going to be the equivalent. It's going to pull the energy equivalent about a 60,000-person city. Lakeland's only got 120,000 people in it.
Yeah, that's right. Lakeland's almost bigger.
Here's the difference. If a 60,000-person city is developed, do you know the level of infrastructure and property taxes and impact fees that are paid in order to keep that operation going? Enormous.
Billions of dollars.
The taxes on these concepts or these data centers won't even come close to touching what 60,000 resident homes would do. So here's the problem that I have with this. Then you go back down here and you find out little's known about this entire project except the fact that a large percentage of these parcels have been bought up all around it. Property records show Holmes Beach Tide LLC bought a 13-acre parcel from private landowner in 2023. Then Old Tampa Highway Investments bought something back in May 2023. Then they went in and Green Technologies LLC bought 24 acres. And I tied all this back in, right? I was trying to figure out who the guy is that basically is running this whole thing. And it goes back into Blackbird Services. Blackbird Services now has an enormous amount of LLCs down here in Florida that are registered. These are all just, these are a chunk of them. Rock Brothers Brewing, Global Partners Management, Forrest Hoffer. Well, then I tie in basically Blackbird Services. Blackbird Services is a multi-asset class holding company privately held by its principals. The company holds and manages private investments in real estate, media, hospitality, lifestyle brands, and other liquid assets, headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee. And you wouldn't believe it, they also have ties into BlackRock.
That.
Imagine that. So here's the aspect that I have in this. You have a project that's being built in the city limits, by the way. It's in Lakeland city limits that is going to be using an enormous amount of resources from cities. And you're turning around and saying it's a private investment firm that's putting it together. And essentially nobody can touch it. Nobody can stop it. And nobody can say no to it. That is not how a constitutional republic runs. That is not how states are run. That is not how cities are run. That is not how counties are run in the United States of America. Having these companies come in and be monopolistic to take up all the assets, all the water, all the electric, all the factors in of these areas and say, it's private, you can't say no, but your taxes are going to go up, your electricity is going to go up, all the factors around you are going to go up, and your real estate value is going to go down. Because now they found that everybody that lives around a data center, all their houses drop between 20 to 30% if the data centers go up.
Well, they got a hum coming out of it. It's deafening.
90 to 100 decibels 24-7. That's not including when the diesel generators kick on. Those are really nice. We got about 30 diesel generators.
Mind numbing.
So this is what's going on with this. I encourage everyone to get involved with some of these aspects that are
happening. Is it owned by BlackRock? What's the name of that company we always check with?
It's Blackbird Services. It's a private investment firm that basically is putting this up.
Bloodline family.
All the properties, they've been buying up like five contiguous properties in this Lakeland area since 2023. This has been a long game. They've been playing on this for over the 3 years they started buying properties.
No, it's been before that.
Yeah, so that means way before they looked at this development on here and the money that comes behind it. I asked a buddy of mine. He works for a huge electrical company in Orlando. He was here with me this weekend. He was getting scuba diving certified. And I asked him because they've got projects.
Did he pass?
Yeah, he passed.
Good.
We're going diving soon. I asked him about the AI data centers because they have some projects with him. And he said, you know, he's the one who told me when silver was going up, one of the reasons why. Now they've actually started using different materials besides silver as it got so expensive then. He said, when these AI data centers go up, he said the contracts for them, just their electrical services is like $80 to $100 million. It was a company. And I said, well, some of these AI data centers, I said, is there a way for you and I? He's a licensed, basically master electrician.
General contractor.
General contractor, master electrician. He do everything. I said, is there a way for us to get some guys together? We can invest and get into one of these AI data centers. I was just out of curiosity. He goes, oh, no. He goes, your company got to be around 100 years and have ties to everybody to even get offered the contract for these businesses, these AI data centers. He goes, no private money goes into it as far as personal and development. So he goes, all equity firms that are basically building these things.
Rothschild.
Yeah. And I said, all of them. He said, all of them. Not a single one is going in with like basically an investment group, you know, as far as community investment group or city involvement with it. He said it's all old money equity firms with billions, if not trillions of dollars in basically assets that they can use.
Let me stop for a second. Let's step it back about 300 years. When 17th Zevi became, quote, the Jewish Messiah, which he was not, and he started promoting everything evil all of the time. This was back in 1666. Look it up. He basically ended up converting to become a Muslim. Okay, because everybody had enough of him, and they're going to kill him. And then about 100 years later, Jakob Frank was born, right? And he was so evil, it was unbelievable. And he's the one who brought the Rothschild banking cartel into this satanic mess. And so now they're still doing this. And then they had a bloodline feud with Russia, with the Tsar of Russia, in around 1812, because he basically paid off a bunch of debt that they were trying to seize all of Europe. The Rothschilds were, and they swore a blood oath against him. And 100 years later, they killed his whole family.
Yep.
Now, of course, they own Russia now because they own the central bank. So this same group is the same group doing all of this stuff. This has been going on for centuries, Austin. That's why you can't get into it. I'm going to read you this. They read this in church yesterday, and I haven't read this to you like this. I'm going to read it to you with a little bit of an inflection. And it's basically, I'm going to read part of it, not all of it. It's basically the Bible gateway, and it's the Word became flesh. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God at the beginning. They're talking about Jesus now. Through him, Jesus, all things were made. Without Jesus, nothing was made that has been made. In Jesus was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We have victory in Christ. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, Jesus, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light, Jesus, that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. He created the heavens and the earth, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that again. I covered this in Angel Wars, and the world did not recognize him. He came, Jesus, which was to bring his own, but then they did not receive him. That was the Jews. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. Jesus, the Word, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's how the sermon started yesterday, and the scripture started yesterday in the Lutheran church. You need to watch that service yesterday. Pastor Wright did a phenomenal job yesterday. So this is what we have to understand. This is where we keep our hearts and minds in Christ. For this is the day the Lord hath made, Jesus. This is the day we will rejoice, and we will be glad because of Jesus. The power that is in us, that dwells in us, is greater than he who lives in the world. Without Christ, there is no anything for any of this stuff. This satanic agenda has been going on for millennial, for years, for decades, for thousands of years. It's the same agenda that caused Lucifer to rebel against God in the very beginning. And God basically had this giant war in the heavenlies. We cover this in Angel Wars. And God, of course, won because he's omnipresent. He knew what they were going to do. And this is the same. This battle was won on Calvary, by the way. This war was won. But the skirmishes continue because he was re-released on the earth after the Garden of Eden was developed. And I cover why this happened and the whole reasoning behind this. And I also cover the rules of engagement that were broken by these Nephilim and these fallen angels when they started breeding with women. So I cover all that in Angel Wars. If you don't understand it from a scriptural standpoint, you can't understand history. When the guy says to you, Austin, middle camera, Rich, when the guy says to you, you can't get invested in this, you've got to be a 100-year-old company. In other words, you've got to be part of this group that runs the planet or you don't get into this, because they want to create a holographic interface that's going to change our very fabric of time, space, and our reality. Last Tuesday and last Friday's show, we gave them green show authorizations this morning. You've got to watch those two shows.
Remember, they don't want these groups that are putting these AI data centers. They don't want having anybody with outside input controlling boards. You start getting some local firms, local investors, local law firms. They say, oh, man, we got $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 million tied up in this.
Joke.
We have this much of a board on it. You know, we have 10, 20, 30, 40% controlling interest now. We don't like the way these AI data centers are being operated. We don't like what's going on with this. We're going to start pulling our funding, and we're going to do this. Whoa, 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 you can't do that. They want to have these guys completely tied in with these AI data centers. Nobody can touch them. When my buddy told me a 100-year-old company, that's not me stating that. That was his words verbatim. He goes, if you're not a 100-year-old company with ties into everybody, you don't even get to look at putting a bid on a contract in these AI data centers at all, period. The electric company he works for has been around for a very, very long time. Old school money firm, electrical company. I'm not going to get a name out there. He didn't ask me to. But that's what you got to understand about these platforms. So again, once again, we're going to get back involved with this local stuff. And if the city of Lakeland, I can guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people pushing back on this in Lakeland now. Because here's the problem. Lakeland is already over capacity with development. The roadways are a complete disaster.
Complete
disaster. The electrical grid out there is already maxed out all the time. They have to do more and more substations and basically handle these apartments that are already going in. The water table is already dropped with the aquifer in Florida. That's a huge problem nobody's talking about. And so, again, got to get directly involved. Now, topic I want to cover here. Went into D3 last week on sale for product of the week. So I got an article I'm going to cover on that. But there's another article I want to cover because this is a problem that a lot of people are running into now is with blood pressure. Now, I know what you guys are about to say. Yes, the HGH Stimulate has finalized production. It's gone through its assaying. It has been packaged. It's getting ready to ship out next week.
And we, by the way, we profusely apologize for the back order on this product.
I understand a lot of people use this product for blood pressure.
Yeah, I'm going to say one other thing. This is important.
Yes.
If this product is something you use to help maintain healthy blood pressure, help maintain, that's what I'm saying, you need to have 4 or 5 cans of this stuff.
Yes,
because these suppliers that we're dealing with, we are so picky with everything, with raw materials.
We really are.
I mean, we're like...
We're not... I can say this, honestly, we're not very fun to deal with. Him and I aren't. We are so stinking picky. Assay levels come back, and we'll look at stuff like, well, this flagged off this much on this. I said, okay, scrap it. Scrap that ingredient.
Start it over.
Start over. They're like, well, I said, this is the contract. This is what I stated in the contract. These are the demands and requirements of the contract. You didn't meet them. You have to start over. They're like, oh, gosh. So now they know when they do most of the stuff, we don't have much of an issue anymore. But that also means sometimes longer development. And sometimes you have to come back and say, we got to find a different supplier for this
one
ingredient.
It took us a year to rebuild this purple sticks.
Oh, yeah.
A full year. Now, HGH's on the way. It'll be here probably by the end of this week. We hope and pray.
But next week, I should have it next Tuesday.
But do what I did, okay? When I knew we were running out of purple sticks and we had to reformulate the entire product because the supplier that we were using to manufacture that, well, I'm not going to say.
No, don't go there right now. We've fixed everything.
We fixed it all, okay? But the reality is that I knew it was going to be about. So I went and got about, well, I'll be honest with you, I got eight cases of what was left. Eight cases.
Well, the thing that
it took a year, I never ran out.
If the main ones, if you're having to take something, a supplement for blood pressure.
No, just for health sugar. To maintain healthy blood sugar. No claims here.
I'm not making claims. Yeah. If you're taking these supplements to help out with healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, please do yourself a favor, as we all do.
6 months of them.
At least. I mean, at the very least, have an extra backup can that you rotate out if you're trying to keep it tight on finances. Meaning, when this can's done, you have another one. You already ordered another one. A lot of times people wait. I can't make it much easier. I have auto ship, which people have taken great advantage of now, which I'm happy of, where you have a setup where it charges you and we ship it to you and you don't have to do anything about it. So if you have it set up where you're at least a can ahead, at least one can ahead, guys, preferably more. So that way when you're running out of another can, you already have another can on deck that's in your house and you have another one that we ship after that. I made it as simplistic as possible for you guys. Stay on top of this stuff because I can tell you firsthand, a lot of these companies are having a hard time getting the quality that they really need to be getting now. A lot of them have. And this happened to other companies all across the country, and raw material cost has shot up to the roof over the last few years. With COVID, then you had all this weird tariff stuff. And now on top of that, what's happening is high quality is in higher demand now. People are sick of the crap.
Well, it doesn't work.
Exactly. So the companies that are taking the high quality rolls like ours, you're taking higher demand. Everything's getting to higher demand, basically higher cost. So this goes back in an article here that talks about why processed foods secretly raise your blood pressure that nobody talks about. Researchers discovered that high phosphate foods cause a specific protein called FGF23 to accumulate in the blood and is critical in the brain region that controls blood pressure, including the brain stem. The findings suggest its effects occur when the high levels of phosphate cause the body to release FFG23, which crosses the blood and stimulates certain receptors, including causing hypertension. Not all phosphates are equal. The findings relate mainly to inorganic phosphates, primarily that are used in processed foods. They said normal phosphates, basically organic phosphates that are found basically in vegetables, they're not super absorbed. The body doesn't really have an issue with them because the body processes
them out. Make sure this gets posted on our news feed.
Okay, so by contrast, inorganic phosphates added during food processing have an absorption rate of about 90%, which makes them far more likely to reach problematic levels in the bloodstream. Phosphate problems extend beyond cardiovascular concerns. This is one of the main reasons why overconsumption of high-processed foods, such as bakery products, processed dairy products, and high-processed snacks and high-sugar items, causes issue. You should know that while phosphates and highly processed foods preserve them and blend ingredients together, consuming them has potential to cause weak bone structure, damage to the kidneys, increased risk for heart issues due to an imbalance in the ratio of calcium to phosphorus in the body. We tend to store phosphate alongside calcium in the body and our bones, and our bodies naturally do a great job of managing our phosphate levels through balancing hormones and other minerals. However, when you have high levels of inorganic phosphate, it causes the body to pull calcium from the bones. This is exactly what happens with also drinking large amounts of soda, especially ones that have phosphoric acid in it. It pulls calcium out of the bones to neutralize the acidity of the soda, which makes the bones very weak and brittle, especially long term. And a lot of times people that are taking these sodas all the time, it's also stripping all the magnesium out of the body as well. When the magnesium levels go down, calcium gets stripped from the bones. It's a pretty simple ratio to realize you're going to start having significant skeletal problems.
Well, your body has to neutralize acidity.
Correct.
And it'll
burn a hole through your basically small intestine.
It uses potassium, calcium, and sodium to do that.
Yes.
So if you don't have enough of these products in your body, or if you're overloading it with too much acid, remember, cancer lives in an acidic environment.
Yep.
And so when your body becomes overly acidic, your body can't stand it. It breaks what's called homeostasis. You start having a massive reduction in the absorption of nutrients in your intestinal tract because your body's running too acidic. And in other words, you have start having diarrhea. And the food goes through you so fast it can't absorb. And so you have a massive drop in energy levels. It's like
nutrient absorption
once,
drops.
Once your urine pH and your saliva pH drop below 6.4 and you get a 5.4, it's 100 times less nutrients being absorbed. 100 times. This is why, you know, you got to be really careful. Now, the same thing is true, you know, if you go alkaline, but it's not 100 times, it's like 10 times. So you have to maintain a good body pH. So the body tries to maintain that homeostatic level by maintaining calcium, you know, potassium, and, you know, and you know, sodium. And so that's why if you start restricting your diet and not taking these types of supplements, it's no good. Now, mind you, the calcium is like gas, like oil in the tank, in the engine block. It gets recycled. The magnesium, right, and the sodium, that gets burned. So you got to have that in. That's why we tell you don't go on a no salt diet.
No,
it's unbelievably unhealthy. But don't go on a salt diet that has fluoride in it. And use mine salt. Don't be using the stuff out of these salt beds because of all the chemicals and all the aluminum in it. So be very, very careful. It's basically a balance. I mean, I had to bring another pound of salt home the other day from the office, and I go through it. And you think, well, what do you mean? Well, I tell you what, that's one of those products. You need to have about 10 pounds stored up just in case the poop hits the fan. Now, mind you, I'm going to say this. They're not going to let the poop hit the fan in as far as a complete apoplectic breakdown of society. I don't believe it's going to happen. But we will have shortages of stuff. That's why you need to have some food stored up. The reality is that they don't want to destroy their own data centers.
No.
They don't want
5G, 6G.
Don't you remember, you know, what was that one crazy movie that came out years ago in which they all went underground because of the zombies? You remember it had that where that one lady was running around shooting everybody with a 44.
Oh, you're talking about Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's like eight of them.
Well, all these data centers,
they're
still all functional.
Uh-huh.
They were all underground.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden they started getting compromised also. Why do you think they built deep underground military bases? They don't know what they're planning on doing something really nefarious to us. And that's what we covered in that show last Friday and last Tuesday. Be really, really careful on what you listen to and who you listen to. And if everybody tells you that's all right, they're not going to do anything bad. That's part of that 3%, 5% of stuff they tell you that's just a complete and total lie. By the way, Joe Kent basically said in one of these videos that I posted today, he goes, I watched the Israeli lobby in Israel's dictate terms to the Trump administration. Now, remember, he quit. Now, Joe Kent's a real man. I mean, it was unbelievable. Trump tried to slam him. Joe Kent is an American politician, former United States Army warrant officer, and former Central Intelligence Agency paramilitary officer who served as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center from 2025 to 26. As a member of the Republican Party, Kent was the nominee in the United States House of Representatives election for Washington's 3rd Congress. Kent enlisted in the 75th Ranger Regiment. This is a bad boy. He's real. He's real deal. And applied for the special forces before the September 11 attacks. He served 11 combat tours, primarily in Iraq, and retired in 2018, becoming a paramilitary officer with the CIA. In January 2019, Kent's wife, Shannon, was killed in a suicide bombing. He became involved in political advocacy for Shannon's death. In 2022, he ran for Congress. Okay, this guy is the real deal. He is a real patriot. He's a real American. And he said he has watched Israel dictate policy to the United States government, and he had enough of it. But remember, we covered this a couple months ago. But guess what? The media didn't cover it very well at all. And it was hushed up within a week. Nobody talked about it because, guys, think about it for a second. If we knew, first of all, the Rothschilds, Israel is the Rothschilds' fiefdom, period. They created it with the Balfour Declaration. Remember that. It's a non-extradition country. Benjamin Netanyahu has now said they're moving deeper and deeper and deeper into Lebanon because he has deemed it. So, no, he hasn't. He's another puppet. He's another cutout. It's the Rothschild banking cartel who was brought into this whole group by Sabatain Zevi and Jacob Frank hundreds of years ago that want to have world dominion and bring in their Antichrist. That's who's running the planet. Now, if you don't want to believe that, well, I got some swampland we can sell you down here in the Everglades with a bunch of, and by the way, there's no alligators there, and there's no anacondas in there either, and there are no pythons whatsoever in this land I'm going to send you, just to let you know. But I suggest you don't go out at night and never let your children go out in the yard alone. You may not see them again, but there's nothing there to be scared of. I can't believe that people don't understand what's going on here. The problem is they don't dig deep enough into this, because every time you dig deep enough, you find one of these weirdos underneath every single rock.
Yeah.
Every time.
I want to switch back to this real quick on here to discuss what we were talking about with salt. When we talk about the mine salt, like the Redmond salt we have, there's a reason why we keep a pure salt with sodium bicarbonate that basically is with everything. Salt is not designed to be eaten as pure bleached sodium chloride. It's not designed to be like that. It's,
with fluoride
it's not nature, right? When you mine salt, there's all these other minerals with it. That's why they, back in the day, so we used to do it, because these salt mines, they had these big chunks of salt, and they'd scrape them. But the salt also has manganese. It has magnesium. It has all these different minerals with it. This is the standard salt. A listener sent me this the other day, and they said they didn't even realize it. They said they pulled their salt out of the cupboard that they just normally have in their house, and they looked at the ingredient list, and, of course, they've subsequently thrown it away. This is a standard salt they bought. Look at this. Salt. Silicon dioxide. That's already something you really don't need to be using in copious amounts of. Dextrose, potassium iodine, sodium bicarbonate, and yellow prussate of soda, anti-caking agent. This is the crap that they sell you. This is the stuff they put in processed foods, and this is the stuff that will blow your blood pressure through the roof with all different, basically, additives to it. This is what we discussed as far as salt and high blood pressure. True natural mined salt with other minerals and magnesium and manganese and everything will not run your blood pressure through the roof if used in real
longevity excessive with.
Right. This is the stuff you don't want to use and you don't want to put in your food. And this is one, and on top of that, they have another one that has fluoride in it, too. That's always a great one they have.
South America's almost impossible by salt without fluoride because they couldn't fluoridate the water supplies because the municipalities aren't advanced enough down there to add fluoride to the water supply, which, by the way, the little hat people are the primary exporters of that in China globally.
Yep.
Got to mention that. By the way, Iran halts all messages with the U.S.
I saw this. Yeah.
Orders opening of all new fronts citing Israeli crimes. Future slides as oil jumps. Oil jumps as Iran announcing halt to all exchanges with the U.S., citing Israel's aggression in Lebanon. Iran overnight initiated fresh attacks on neighboring Kuwait and even released video showing footage of a ballistic missile launch. The U.S. bombed a radar and drone site in Iran in response to the Iranians having shot down a U.S. drone over the weekend. Iran negotiator charges the U.S. with breaking the ceasefire, the naval blockade, and the escalation of the war crimes in Lebanon. Yemen Houthis warned that they are ready to join Hezbollah's. And Trump's social, just sit back and relax. It will all work out well in the end. It always does. I'm going to tell you this. You know, I am so over the Zionism doing this. The determination of Iranian armed forces and all axes of resistance front to respond to the Zionist crimes open new trials. Remember, Zionism is a political party. It's not anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic to mention Zionism. Is it anti-Semitic to mention a Republican or independent or a Democrat? Is that racist? No. But that's what they made it. They made it. Now the Trump administration is coming in with legislation that any mention of Zionism is anti-Israel and it's anti-Jewish and it's racist. And you're like, why would they do that? Well, because everything's pointing back to Israel as far as all of this escalation and what they're doing now in Lebanon. And you know why? You know, my neighbor got me mad a few months back. I think I'm gonna take the property.
Yeah.
They mowed over my side about 1/4 inch. I'm mad. I'm really angry now. Now, I'm being facetious now. I'm using this as an example. So because they mowed my property 1/4 inch, I deem it that I own that property now. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to start bombing them. Hey, what are you talking about?
It's true, though.
But no. I mean, who does stuff like this?
They ended up shelling Buford Castle last week. They basically, Israeli Defense Forces took it over. It's ironic because here was the area right here that they said they needed the buffer zone, right? 2 months ago. IDF said we need a buffer zone because of Hezbollah, which, by the way, the vast majority of Hezbollah are militia fighters in Lebanon.
And they were funded by Netanyahu.
Correct. Then you had them cut the southern part of Lebanon and say, well, this is the buffer zone. We're taking the Litani River. Well, now they've said, well, the Litani River is not enough. We have to go to the Zirani River now. So we're taking everything over south of the Zirani River. And invariably what's going to happen is they want to push everything into Beirut. They want scorched earth all the way down. And they're getting slammed for this.
But nobody does anything. And guess who's paying for it?
We are. Oh, by the
you
way,
and us.
I don't have enough time on this show right now. This came out over the weekend. The new National Defense Authorization Act
here
for
we
2027.
Go.
Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
I'm going to cover it in detail tomorrow. I don't have enough intel on it yet. I had my contractor, one of my friends, tell me about it over the weekend. It's now gone public, but I haven't done enough research. This is the first time now in U.S. history, the National Defense Authorization Act, which is always like the $1 trillion bill that funds an enormous amount of stuff.
In the military,
Pentagon. We are now coupling with IDF, meaning we're integrating U.S. armed forces and IDF into one. And the new
We're integrating U.S. military.
We're sharing AI infrastructure. we're sharing missile development, and we're also sharing enormous amount of funds that are in our NDAA are going directly to help procure IDF's expansion with their military. I'm going to cover it tomorrow. You guys can look it up. You've already seen this.
Great.
He sent me the link yesterday, and I started going through it, and my jaw almost dropped on the floor.
But why does it surprise anybody? It
doesn't surprise anybody, but it's the point now where we're going, what? This is unprecedented, by the way, guys. In the 250 years of the Constitutional Republic, we have never put forth a bill that integrates our U.S. military with a foreign military.
Well, you got to understand something. We have all these dual Israeli citizens in Congress and in the Senate.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu visiting Trump on regular basis and dictating policy. And we got Donald Trump being mentioned tens of thousands of times in the Epstein files, which were basically done by Israel through Mossad, through Epstein. Read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales. He was a Mossad agent working for Israel. And we have a compromised president who's in this file over 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 times now. And basically, I want you to do this, okay? I want you to do this, okay? I want you to do this, too, okay? I want you to do this, okay? Or I'm releasing files.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is about. Oh, by the way, freedom feels ordinary until it slips away. In America today, millions rise each morning under the liberties, which were bought by our forefathers, by the way. Familiar that barely bought registered, they write the right to gather and worship, teach the scripture to children, speak biblical truth aloud, and live according to conscience. Yet these blessings did not emerge from nowhere. They were purchased through sacrifice, through blood, rooted in conviction, and entrusted to generations who understood their divine source. When the church forgets the inheritance of what they did for us at the beginning of this country, right? The nation falls into ingratitude. I can't stand ungrateful people. It's frustrating. A people who lose sight of what God has given soon treat it as due rather than as sacred trust. The result is a culture adrift, careless with liberty because they don't care about it, because they don't care how they got it. They don't think they'll ever lose it. And adrift and blind to the author of every good gift, God. As our story begins with those who refuse to bow to earthly powers in matters of faith, the pilgrims brave the Atlantic, not for wealth or adventure, but to worship God without indifference, without the King of England telling them what they could do, couldn't do. Their Mayflower Compact acknowledged divine sovereignty before any human authority. Later, the Great Awakening stirred the colonies through bold preaching that placed every soul directly accountable to the Creator. Men like Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield reminded hearers that their rights flow from God, not from kings or from parliaments. Guys, never forget that. Always remember that God created the heavens and the earth. You're his creature. He made you. Always remember that. And we repent. It's not to be human. It's not to basically to be groveling. It's not. It's to bring ourselves back to God. Pastor Reich did a phenomenal job talking about this yesterday. You guys need to listen to that sermon. Grace Lutheran Church, Sunday morning, yesterday. I guess it was the 31st of May.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Or was it the 30th of May? I can't remember.
It had been the 31st yesterday.
Yeah, Sunday morning. But I love you guys. Make sure you watch that. What's your next story, Austin?
Well, no, this is what I mean, I'm going to cover this tomorrow. The 2027 National Defense Authorization Act. Unless you guys think I make this stuff up, sometimes I don't. Everything I bring to you guys, I try to vet. Most of the time I get stuff before the news even gets it. 2027 National Defense Authorization Act proposes to integrate U.S. and Israeli military, shattering $1.15 trillion bill over the next fiscal year to be shared with U.S. military and Israel. Among the bill's many provisions is Section 224, entitled United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. The provision will bring the U.S. and Israel into an unprecedented partnership covering technology sharing, co-production of weapon systems, AI, and bilateral research and development across multiple domains of warfare, including biotechnology, autonomous systems, and cyber warfare. Now, I would say this isn't that big of a deal, except it's a nightmarish deal. Because they're now telling you.
It's already happened, Buzz.
No.
They're making illegals all
the time. And then it ties back into what I told everybody about a while back ago. Lavender, the AI machine directing Israelis' bombing spree in Gaza. How AI was used in the targeting system with little human oversight in order to have target acquisition with Reaper and Predator drones in Gaza to eliminate any threats, with up to 100 civilian casualties permissible if one individual that was involved with Hamas was killed. This isn't theater. This was a speculation. I covered this 2 years ago.
You were the only person.
Yes.
I mean, I never saw anybody else in alt media cover this except Austin.
Yes, and now this is the creepy part. You see AI, the training they did with this, with Israel. Now we're doing a co-partnership with the United States, and this technology and our technology is going to be intermingled now. What happens when they deem it so that anybody that discusses anything, like we talked about last week, basically the Sedition Act? Well, I don't agree with this going on. Oh, sorry. We didn't mean to hit your house with a pager bomb. that got delivered to your mailbox?
That's opened up? Hellfire missile.
Well, no. They already did this with the pager bombs.
Oh, they did.
What happens when you get mailed a pager bomb? What happens now? Israel's basically used the technology to put either chips in the new Apple iPhones. I don't know. Just maybe I'm being tinfoil hat here, but probably not. Usually when you start looking at this stuff and 1 + 1 = 2, pretty easy to figure out basic arithmetic. And so on this wild Monday show, I didn't get enough health topics that I was covering today, but I got a whole lot lined up for you tomorrow on here, including D3, what it does as far as for the immune system, what it does for the brain, and also how it discusses in all types of other factors. You can look that up. It's on sale right now. But quite frankly, if you guys have listened to the show at all, D3 doesn't need much introduction. It's to the point now where if you've been living under a rock not to know how important D3 is for your body. Let's be real.
No, D3 is critical.
It is.
And you need to get your blood tested twice a year.
He does.
I got great news for you.
I love great news. What's great news?
Burgers.
What kind?
It says burgers don't have to be bad for you, and how to choose the healthiest patty in the supermarket, and why leaner isn't always better, and the hidden downside of those plant-based soy versions that you should never put into your body that are unbelievably nasty.
Oh, wow. We're going to know that today or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
I want to hear that tomorrow.
We're going to cover it. But guys, listen to me. So you think, well, are you telling me that Five Guys burgers are healthy? I never said that. I just said they taste great. Now, what I could do, you could always bring an organic bun in there and tell them how to use this bun.
I doubt they would do that. Now, the place in Tampa would probably do that.
Yeah.
They might actually have that offering over there. They're a seed oil-free restaurant. Found one in Tampa. Everything is grass-fed. Best they do as far as hormone-free grass-fed.
Good luck getting in there on Sundays. We tried.
Good luck in there any day. It's place stays packed.
It's closed.
100% seed oil.
It's closed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's closed.
First time I had fries in a while. I went over there and I said, "What kind of fries?" Because I ordered a smash burger with this grass-fed patty, unbelievably good, by the way. And I said, "You got French fries? I don't need French fries. I'm curious. What do you guys cook them in? Avocado oil. Changed every day. I'm like, whoa." World's most expensive fries.
I ate a few of them. They were great.
I ate all of mine. And I can't tell you last time.
I think you ate the rest of mine.
I did. They were good. It felt good. First time I've ever eaten fries, and I feel sluggish.
Yeah. There are restaurants like that. Can we mention the name? We don't advertise with
them. I don't advertise, but I'm not going to promote. If you guys personally know me, you can ask me if you're in Tampa, but I'm not going to give them that type of clout just for the fact I don't know the owners yet. I'd like to meet the owners first.
Well, and plus we couldn't get in the other day.
Well, that's not our. That was more our fault. Wait, hey, you guys have any tables open for 10 at 1 in the afternoon on Sunday? They're like, no.
The whole parking lot was filled with people waiting for tables.
Yeah, so it's just a place to go like that. And also, too, my friends, be sure to check out a lot of the updated protocol kits that we've been throwing together here on the site. Ultimate Focus Stack, Ultimate Morning Energy, Stress Management Kit, which actually this was kind of underplayed. A lot of people don't discuss this. This is the Adrenal Support Cortisol Buster Vitamin C. These are three specific products that help out with oxidative stress, adrenal resilience, and balance cortisol together. If you're having an issue with a lot of stress, a lot of cortisol, a lot of unrestlessness, whether it's personal stuff, whatever.
A lot of people go through this.
This is why I put this kit together. A lot of people don't know about it because I don't sell a lot of it and I don't really talk about it. But this is why when I get emails, people are going, I can't sleep. I feel restless. I'm always jittery. I've just got a lot of stress. This is specifically why I put this together to address cortisol, adrenal function, and vitamin C for antioxidant support.
Take the adrenal in the morning with your breakfast.
Yes.
Don't take it at night.
And take the cortisol buster usually in the afternoon. You can also take cortisol buster for bed, which I personally like to take a lot of on a regular basis. So check that out, all the protocol kits, if you guys ever want to see different specials we have with huge discounts. And sign up for the weekly newsletter. Every single week we'll send you guys specials, kits, emails, stuff that's going on. And you can also check out the podcast platform here. And we're on YouTube. So by all means, if you like YouTube platform, we did this for you guys, please make sure you're signing up and basically liking, subscribing on there so we can expand YouTube more and more on that platform. And like I said, I'm not a huge pro fan of YouTube, but it is the largest streaming platform in the entire world now. It's what it is.
But it is what it is. And now that we talk about little hat people and that kind of stuff, we're seeming to get away with it.
Haven't gotten a strike yet on the new account.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. You guys check it out. Also, too, sign up for the updates on here. You can sign up for the Brower Show and the Health Master Report right here at thebrowershow.com. My friends, have a safe, awesome evening. You guys stay healthy and strong as always. I'm going to have to go buy more inventory. I don't know where all I'll went.
I threw it off the end of the table.
Trying to do with a glass one. I saw you didn't do it.
No.
The Ultra Omegas, by the way, these are the 5-to-1 DHA formula. They've been back in stock. They've all shipped out on back orders, but check them out. Really, really good factor for cognitive functioning every single day with the Omega 3 formula. Have a fantastic evening, my friends. Talk to you on the show tomorrow, as always.
And I want you to keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Remember, you know, he created us. I mean, we're like, he's like our daddy. And always remember, stay with dad. It's really important. I always told my kids, stay with dad. It's going to work out better for you. Stay with dad. Stay with God. Stay with Jesus. I love you guys so much. And I appreciate you so much. And I hope you went to church yesterday. I really do. And I hope you were blessed. I hope you got to pray. I have to pray for you guys again at the altar on Sunday. And it means the world to me when you guys pray for me. It means the world to me when you guys support Health Masters. Because without you guys, be quite frank with you, we wouldn't be here. If we couldn't monetize the show, we couldn't pay for the show. If we couldn't pay for the show, we can't be with you guys. You guys are our friends. I love you guys so much, and I really, really appreciate you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.